For a moment, he thought about what was waiting. He was going to take Rachel Walling on a tour. By the end of it, she would know the depths of darkness. His darkness. She would pay for what she had done to him. He felt himself getting an erection. He left the sink and stepped back into one of the stalls. He tried to change his thoughts. He listened to the fellow travelers coming and going in the restroom, relieving themselves, washing themselves. One man spoke on a cell phone while defecating in the next stall. The whole place smelled horrible, but that was okay. It smelled like the tunnel where he was reborn in blood and darkness so long ago. If they only knew who was in their presence here. He momentarily caught a vision of a dark, starless sky. He was falling backward, his arms flailing, the featherless and useless wings of a baby bird pushed out of the nest. But he had survived and had learned to fly. He started to laugh and used his foot to flush the toilet and cover his sound. "Fuck you all," he whispered. He waited for his erection to subside, pondering its cause and smiling. He knew his own profile so well. In the end, it was always about the same thing. There was only a nanometer of difference between power and sex and fulfillment when it came to the narrow spaces between the synapses in the gray folds of the mind. In those narrows, it all came down to the same thing. When he was ready, he flushed the toilet again, careful to use his shoe, and stepped out of the stall. He washed his hands again and checked his look in the mirror. He smiled. He was a new man. Rachel would not recognize him. Nobody would. Feeling confident, he unzipped the MGM bag and checked on his digital camera. It was there and ready to go. He decided he would take the risk and shoot some photos of Rachel. Just some keepsakes. A few secret shots he could admire and enjoy after everything was all over.